Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi, holding Chalo Daf Lamed in the Oiz Vodur edition, Perek Shlishi, Halacha Daled, immediately after the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that if a goy gave a Jew to prepare his Isa, his dough, it's not Chayav and Chalo. Says the Gemara, Ma Beino L'Isa Sarinoin. When you have to give, every time a person has a dough, there is Arinoin. Arinoin is a type of tax. You have to give the king the tax. Is the Isa Sarinoina potter from Chalo? The answer is no. It's a brace and freshes that a Isa Sarinoina is Chayav Nechal. So if so, what's the difference between a Isa of a Goy and the Isa Sarinoina, which is a tax that goes to the king? Says the Gemara, Tawan Bishus Yisrael Hu, Shemi Molech HaGoy Shaloi Litlo. That's the Gears of Chaim Briggs. Meaning, there, it belongs to a Jew. He needs to give a tax to the king. Maybe the king will change his mind, not take it. But right now, it belongs to the Jew. But here, does it depend on him? Here, the dough belongs to the guy. The Jew is just preparing it. You have the flour of Yisrael, and the goyim are the workers that they are preparing this flour. So then it's chayav b'chalo. It is chayav b'chalo. And if it's the opposite, if the material, the flour, belongs to a goy, and the Yisraelim or Jews are the ones who are working there, potter min hachalo. In other words, it always goes based on the owner. Wherever the owner is, that's how you determine the chiyuv chalo. On Rabbi Yosi of Anon Tanina, we also learned, it's really our Mishnah that says that a goy who gave to Yisrael to do a Isa is potter min hachalo. You go based on the owner. So here we have the Hemshech of the Mishnah, that if a Jew and a goy did a dough together, if the Yisrael doesn't have a shear, it's not chayav nechala. Mashi, if the Yisrael does have a shear, it is chayav nechala. Says the Gemara, Rabboin barchiyo boi kamer zehiro, fafil yesh b'shel Yisrael kashiru yaseh kikav mikan, vikav mikan, kav agoy b'emtza. Why is it chayav if there is a shear? Now that you have your mixture of the Jew and the goy, it should be like the case that we're going to learn later. If you have a kav of chiyuv and a kav of chiyuv, and then you have in the middle something which separates them, for example, rice, so then there's no chiyuv chal. So here, yes, the Yisrael has a shear, but there is the goy in the middle. So if the goy is in the middle, that separates the Yisrael's piece of dough, and it won't be chayav and chal. Omar alei Reb Zeiro ve'einu mehurov aleidei gidim says, no, here it's different. Because the whole dough is mixed together, so there's some strings of dough going from the part of Yisrael to the part of Yisrael, even if the part of the goy is in the middle. It's not like we can learn later talking about a separate kayav, one kayav here, and something in the middle. Here it's one big mixture. So they all mix up together. So you're right, the goy is over here as well, but also the Yisrael has some strings that are connecting it together. It's all considered to be connected to the part of the Yisrael. Kedush the Gemara says, Gershon is Gayer. We learn in the Mishnah, if the dough became before he was a Ger, is Potter Menachalo, after he became a Ger, is Chayav Menachalo. Says the Gemara, Tamatani, we learned over there, Ger Shin is Gar, Voisoloi Paru Nishchetes. You have a Ger, he became a Ger, he converted, and he had a cow that was Shechted. Actually, in his Gar, if the Shechita was before the Gerus, Potter is Potter from Matar Skihuno, they have to give from an animal that was Shechted, which is the Zeroya L'chayayim and Kevo. Means she is Gayer Chayav. But if the Shechita happened after the Gerus, so then he's Chayav. V'im Sofek, if he's not sure, Patur Shamuitzu Chaver Alav Arayo. You don't have to pay because the Koyin cannot demand it. Muitzu Chaver Alav Arayo. So ask the Gemara, Tamanat Omer Sofek Patur. There we say, Min Sofek Yipatur. V'elcho At Omer Sofek Chayav. And our Mishnah says that if you're not sure when the Gerus, if the Chal is before the Gerus or after the Gerus, so you are Chayav Sofek. What's the difference between Chalo and Matnes Kehuno by an animal? Answers the Gemara, Omar of Acho, Isasov Kamir of Ami. I asked Rami this question. The Omar, he told me, Miyoy Marli She'einu Noitel Domo Minashevet. The Pshat in the Mishnah is not that you give the Chalo to the Kohen. You have to do a fresh of the Chalo. You separate the Chalo. Because what? Because of the Tevel. Once the Chalo is mixed up, you can't eat the whole dough. So you separate it, Misofek. Because of the Isser of Chal. But you don't give it to the Kohen. Unless you give it to the Kohen only by having the Kohen pay him. In other words, you have the Chal, you give it to the Kohen and say, pay me. You're not obligated to give it to the Kohen without payment. Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi of Chiyah B'Shem Lozor, Noitul Domina Shevet. He says the same thing. You take money from the Shevet. Says the Gemara, oh, so also there by Behemo. V'yafresh tamon v'yitul Domina Shevet. So why didn't he say the same thing over there? There you see you don't have to do it at all. The Hafrasha of Zohar L'Chaim Kevo. You should say the same thing like here. Put it aside and then sell it to the Kohen. So the Gemara V'yisi, Chalo She'tevel Bovin Miso Mafish. This chal is different. It's isser. Now let eat it. And if someone eats, it's chayim iso. So therefore, because of the isser, you do a frasha. So the one lo yitul dover min hashevet. Okay, if it's there's such a isser, so don't take money from the shevet. Just give it to the kohen. So the one shem hamoitzim chaver alavaraya. Once you did the frasha, you took care of the isser. Now to give it to the kohen is a momentous thing. It's a monetary thing. I need to get money from. I need the question: who owns it? We don't know for sure that it belongs to the kohen. It's a suffix. That's the din. If I don't know who owns something, you leave it where it is. So if I need to give the chal to a kohen, he needs to pay for it. Says the Gemara now. Omer avboyim barachio, shnei goyim she'osu shnei kavim v'chilku. Two goyim mean two kavs. Right? Two kavs is the shiur shel chayav v'chala, because what's chayav v'chala is 5/4 of a kav. So you have your two kavs for two goyim, and they separated it. Then he's gayu. Then they became a ger. For yisivu zel shaloi v'zel shaloi. And now they added on themselves. They added on the dough that they have. Each one has a kav. Now they added more. And now it's chayav. Now there's a shiur chal for each one separately. Chayovim. Shaloi asalim shas choyivu v'niftiru. Because it's not considered that they came to choyivu and p'tur. Meaning, when you have a chiyuv. You're supposed to have a chiyuv. And you have a p'tur. For example, this is the classic example. By Hegdish. If you have a challah by Hegdish, the challah is potter mina, it's potter. So even though then you redeemed it, it still continues to be potter. But you have to have a chiyuv in the time of the p'tur. Meaning you have to be come to a stage of obligation, and you're saying, now I'm potter. By a goy is not considered to be, when it's owned by a goy, it's not considered they came to the stage of obligation. The way that Reb Chaim learns, the reason that he didn't come to the stage of obligation because Hagoy is Mufko. It's not like Hegdish. Hegdish is, it belongs to a Yid. It belongs to Yidin. And it's Potter. By a Goy, there's no Chiv to begin with. So when I have two Kavim together, the Chiv didn't even start. So therefore, there wasn't a Chiv and a Ptor. There was no Chiv to begin with. Once you separate it, and each one comes and adds to itself, and then you have a Chiv, the Chiv begins only then. And therefore, it's Chayav and Chala going forward. Shnei Yisraelim she'osu shnei kavim v'chilku. But if you have two Jews, and they have two pieces of dough, each one doesn't have a shear, but together they do have a shear. And then they came and separated. For yisivu zel shaloi v'zel shaloi p'turim. They're potter min achal. Shkva yisalim she'os choyv v'niftu. Because the time of the choyv the potter. Why in time of the choyv the potter? So this, we're going to learn, we mentioned it already earlier, that Issa hasuyo lichalik, Issa which is meant to be separated, is potter min achala. So I have here a dough, there's two calves over here that belong to two Jews, and they're going to separate it. Each one has less than a shear. So even though you have it together, two kabin, and two kabin is usually chayav b'chala. But here, because the coin to be michalik, it's potter min achala. And here's the difference between a Jew and a goy, says Reb Chaim. The goy, because when they're about to be chayav, there's no chiyuv to begin with because they're a goy. It's not considered that it came to be to chiyuv and became potter. But by Yisrael, because it would belong to one person, it would be chayav and chal. And now you say because it belongs to two is not chayav and chal. So it's considered to be a ptur. There's as if a place for obligation, but a ptur was chal over here because of a dinei chala that's going to be separated. So therefore, even though afterwards the Israelim added more dough, it's not going to be chayav anymore, because it was already up to her. Says the Gemara, now the third case. Yisrael v'goy shosu shtei kavim mechilku. If you have a Jew and a goy, and they did two kav and their mechalik. For yisifu zel shaloi v'zel shaloi, then each one added. Nicho, says the Gemara, chilko she Yisrael chayav. It's clear that Yisrael will be chayav and chal. Why? Because before, it was not chayav and chal because of the part of a goy. Similar to when you have two goyim together. So the chelik of Yisrael was never considered to be obligated because of the goy that was here. So there wasn't a ptur. So therefore, when he had that later, he's chayav and chal. Says the Gemara in Daf Lamedalef from Dalef, Chelkoi Shogoi Mahu. Will you say that the Goy is considered to be the king to obligation because he was connected to Yisrael or not? Says the Gemara, of course not. And here we have two Gersos. Well, our Gerso is, Klum Chelkoi Shogoi Chayov, Loi Machmas Chelkoi Shayisrael. Reb Chaim explains, what's the reason you want to make the Chelkoi Shogoi Chayov? Because the part of Yisrael. Chelkoi Shayisrael Chayov, Chelkoi Shogoi Potter? So how can you tell me that the chelk of Yisrael will be chayav and the chelk of the goy will be potter? In other words, if you're combining them together, each one should influence each other, and the goy should make it good for the Yisrael, and the Yisrael should make it good for the goy, and the both should be potter. Because the both consider that there wasn't enough of a chiyuv. That's what Reb Chaim learns. It's a little hard to put it into the Lashon, but that's what Reb Chaim learns in Sugyo. The gifts of the Vilna Goyen is different. The gifts of the Goyen is, Kul chelko shel Yisrael chayav lo machmas chelko shel goy. Why are you saying that Yisrael is going to be chayav? Because until now, he's kept it together with the goy. And he never came to Shas Chiyuv. So says the Gemara, Chelko Yisrael chayav, Chelko Shagoy Potter. How can it be that the Yisrael is considered to be didn't come to Shas Chiyuv because of the goy? And the goy is considered to be he did come to Shas Chiyuv because of the Yisrael? He himself didn't come to Shas Chiyuv. So the point is, because the goy is involved over here, so therefore this entire door never came to chiyuv. And therefore, once you do add to it in a place of chiyuv, and the chiyuv starts later, let's say the goy became a ger, so then it will be chayav and chal. So according to both explanations, the Gemara's maskana is considered to be there was never a chiyuv, and therefore going forward it will be chayav and chal, similar to two goyim that are separating it. And there's other pirushim here to come and explain it. This Gemara is a little hard Gemara to understand. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Lamed.